the space.
Madam President, thank you. Paragraph 34D, about the possibility of moving this paragraph into section F. As you understand, if we move the paragraph as it is, with the same language, would not resolve the problem. Now, about some possible different language, about some preliminary consideration of this issue to see whether this problem exists or maybe this problem doesn't exist for all countries participating in the meeting, but we would need to look at some specific proposals, and we will be happy to look at any suggestions. But the current version of this paragraph, if we move it to section F, will not solve the problem, and our concerns will remain. On paragraph 34E, in light of your new clarifications, we then simply do not understand why we need to create this position of a coordinator. If this coordinator will not do any work, will not hold or organize events, will not organize discussions, so we wonder, why do we need a coordinator? Do we create this post or position just to simply have a coordinator? And during all of this time, we lived happily without a coordinator, and we managed to discuss quite effectively the question of victim assistance. Now, if what we're talking about here is the appointment of a coordinator without any process, but paragraph 38 from the 2007 document provides for the creation of this post in the context of expert discussion of this issue. And then this means that appointing a coordinator just for the sake of appointing somebody really is something that we don't need, and really won't help us in our work on Protocol 5. So in this case, we do not see any value added in the creation of this post of a coordinator.